Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming. Greetings, trashlings, and welcome back to another episode of Space Trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus. And I'm Sarah Armour.
And I'm Molly Malshine, and we're back. We're back from maternity leave.
We're back. It was a brief maternity leave. We dropped a posh Bex app in the middle, but honestly, no one compares to you, Mal, and we just, I simply waited with bated breath for you to be ready to just come back and discuss all the hot goss.
I know. The great thing is, like, this is all I can do because I have my baby now. She's here.
Hi, baby. And
all she wants to do is eat from my boob all day. So huge. All I can do is sit on the couch and talking. I can't write. I can't type, but I can talk. So
oh my
here we
God.
Are.
So this podcast is about to, didn't we say, like, the baby could actually supercharge the pod? Like, this could be the thing that takes us to the next level.
Yes. And I think it will. It has to.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Okay. Every single day, Daphne, just eat all day. We got lots to talk about. How's being a mom?
It's great.
That's great.
I love it. I really love it.
You're a mommy. Mommy, mommy. I know. So I don't even know. Like, a lot has been happening since you were giving birth. We will get to the Briston. We will get to the Brittany Justin. Oh, my God. They never did Briston. What a waste. We will get to the Brittany Justin. How sad that my brain just, like, automatically jumped to, like, it would be Briston, I guess. But, like, whoa. But Brittany and Justin, we will get to the abortion allegations because we're actually going to read the whole book. So join the Patreon to join the book club.
Yeah, but yeah. We need the full context on that because it's right now just little snippets and everything. And
yeah,
it's the one thing that is always interesting with, like, a book press cycle is people are, like, Brittany fans are getting angry that people are taking it out of context and writing about these, like, salacious snippets. And it's like, well, that's how you sell a book. Like, this is the
right.
Britney's people want this to happen. Like, Britney wants people to buy and read the book. This is how you do it. It's not some, like, nefarious plot to get people to talk about the most salacious stuff. It's just PR 101. So, like, everyone calm down and we're all going to read the book. We're all going to get the full scoop.
Yeah. And I'm sure that there's much more in the book that makes it still worth reading. That wasn't the one nugget that.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I think it's going to be okay, everybody. Every time we try to fly, we fall. Without the book, the conversation's so small. I guess I'll read you, baby. Anyway, in other news, Jada is trashing Will.
Yeah, this is really fun and interesting. I mean,
yeah.
What is, again, now I'm going to backtrack because this is also just a person trying to sell a book. But I'm like, at what cost?
Yeah.
Like, literally.
At what cost?
What? Like, you don't, does Jada need the money? I mean, I guess maybe she is going to make a break for it after the book sales numbers come in. That's the only thing I can think of is, like, because she's going out of her way to say, we're not getting a divorce. We've been separated for 7 years. And we're never getting divorced, which to me, I'm like, okay, so Jada, you have an ironclad or you have no prenup. So
no,
like,
no, that's exactly. I can't believe we're so on the same page. We have not spoken about this.
Right.
That's exactly what I think. It's like, oh, the book will be like being able to afford to finally leave the marriage. Like,
I know, but the thing is, like, there's no amount of books you can sell that is going to equal half of Will Smith's net worth. Like, unless you're going to preempt Meghan Markle's first memoir by getting that into it, like figuring that out and selling that, like maybe you will get the amount of money that would equal just staying married to Will Smith and having sex with whoever you want. Like there, that amount of, what is his net worth? I don't have any hands free, so I can't.
I will Google look. I'm gonna Google it right now because, well, that's the whole thing. It's like obviously the reason that they're, I mean, I don't know what they're saying. The reason that they're not divorcing is because they don't have a prenup and he has made all the money. She doesn't want to be left out in the cold. But I thought some of the shit that she was saying, yes, sure, to sell the book. But it's like, okay, Brittany and Justin, Justin, you could take it on the chin. You have a nice wife and a nice life now. But like, Brittany can say whatever she wants about her past. Jada, if you are still married, wow, what a bitch. Like, and the kids are alive. It's like, like, why would you? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
those kids must be just like head in the sand. Like, we don't, I, how could their mother trash their father like this?
Yeah, it's wild. And the other thing, I mean, the thing that really is so interesting about it is why bother putting the timestamp of 7 years on it? Because now we're all just looking back in time and seeing all of the weird shit they've both done over the past 7 years. And we're just like, why? Why did you do the red table talk about the entanglement?
Why? Right.
The thing is also like this kind of undermines her entire selling point of red table talk and what she's represented for the last, you know, 5 years or so, 5-10 years, like radical honesty, talking about your feelings, being in therapy, being honest and authentic and coming to the red table to own up to whatever you or someone else has done. And it's like, wait, so you did all of that with the red table talk about the entanglement with August Alsina, and you just omitted the fact that you guys were not, in fact, a couple that entire time.
It's actually, I mean, so mean.
They did
so
kind
mean.
Of talk about, to be fair, they did kind of say, sorry to cut you off, but they,
no,
they
please.
They did say, at that time, we were both sort of figuring stuff out, but they implied that then they got back together and that now they're in a normal marriage again.
That it had been figured out.
Yeah. And then they just like, I don't know. The slap obviously is the craziest shit ever as well.
Can you believe what she said about the slap? That was the first time he called me his wife in 7 years. It's like, oh, I'm melting.
Yes. Like, do you know what that made me feel like? Did you ever see that episode, the Valentine's Day episode of The Simpsons where Lisa gives Ralph Wiggum a Valentine that says, I choose you. And he's so excited and he doesn't get them. I'm like going to cry just thinking about it. He doesn't get the memo that everyone got a Valentine from Lisa and he thinks that she's like in love with him. And then he takes her for some reason they're on TV and she turns him down on television. She's like, I don't like you. I gave a Valentine to everybody in the class. And then Bart Simpson like rewinds the clip over and over again. And he's like, look, Lisa, you can see the actual moment that his heart ripped in two. That is what this whole thing makes me think. I'm like, Will Smith is Ralph Wiggum. And it's just like, it's so embarrassing for him.
So like, embarrassing.
This is what I don't understand. Why doesn't he like get a divorce? Like, come on, you're still going to be so rich. Like, this is so embarrassing for you.
According to the internet, he's worth $350 million.
I mean, that's an absurd amount of money to the point where it's like, okay, what's half of that? $175 million?
Okay, still fine. Yeah, that's enough.
Fine. Like, why would you not, for your own sanity and like to not look like, I hate to use the word cuck because it's such a right wing thing, but
it's also like, it's kind of, I don't know if it's a right wing. I mean, it's a right wing insult, but I think it's an all people.
It is a thing.
Sexual fantasy. So let's not cuck the cucks out of listening to the podcast, but
it's giving cuck. It's very,
it is.
And like,
Right. It's like human, it's humiliation porn. Right. It's like he's just like, no matter how much money he had and no matter how sexy he was or how many movies he did, like at the end of the day, like he just wasn't enough for me. It's like, all right.
Yeah. And the other thing is Jada doesn't really have, like, she's had a bit of a resurgence with Red Table Talk in the last few years. But let's be honest, it's basically a YouTube show, but it's on Facebook. Oh, it's like,
which is almost even worse.
Yeah, it's not even on like a streamer. So
right,
it's like, what is it that she is bringing to the table that Will is like, yeah, this makes sense for me to stay with this person who is on a public humiliation tour about me. And then I heard someone on, I don't remember what podcast it was that I was listening to, but somebody was like, you know, it kind of seems like maybe he had a really, really bad indiscretion earlier in the marriage. And we don't know what it was because it wasn't made public. And maybe she has every right to be sort of like, you know, talking about it, telling her story. But it's like, yeah, maybe. And I'm sure he did because he's a extremely famous, good looking, tall man.
Yeah.
But that wasn't made public. So it's like, why is it's kind of like the retaliation, the punishment is not fitting the crime. Like, you have to continue sharing your money with this person for the rest of your life. And she's going to write a book about how she doesn't even actually like you. And she was not your wife until you got slapped in the face you slapped someone in the face on her behalf. It's like this, whatever he could have possibly done to her, I feel like she has now probably eclipsed that.
Well, so my two thoughts are, and they're sort of like tandem thoughts. Thought number one is like, could it in any way involve their relationship with Scientology?
Right.
And
but the theory on that is always that Scientology has blackmail material on its high profile members because they do that thing that the Catholic Church does. They have confession basically, but you hold on to some fake technology thing and they say that they're reading whether you have thetans in your body or whatever. But right. Like the thing that they do that's different from Catholicism, where they've really improved on the form, is they record it all and they keep it in a vault to blackmail you with later. Whereas Catholicism, the priest, actually it is clean slate the minute you say your 20 Hail Marys.
Right.
It's forgotten. So
right, like, wait. They're saying, like, we found thetans in your bodies. What they're really finding is hatin' in their bodies. And actually, what they're really just holding is recorders.
Yeah, exactly.
Yikes. I mean, my thing is, like, okay, the Scientology piece, but then it's, like, maybe the thing that he did, this is pure fanfic, this is not news. Like, maybe he's gay, or, maybe it's something that he really, like, not that he, like, burned her so bad, but that that he's like, this can never come out, like, yeah, this has to be. But I mean, the things, well,
that's always the rumor with all the big Scientology guys.
Oh, is that, yeah, so
yeah, him, Tom Cruise, and John Travolta, that's always the rumor.
Oh, wow.
That's what Scientology has on them. But I mean, it's not, we're not supposed to,
we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. And I think we've officially crossed the Rubicon where people hate Jada so much that it would not affect his career or the roles that he is offered whatsoever if it came out that, like, which I know it would be easier said than done, and it would be really terrifying to be outed in that way. But, and I don't think there's anything to that theory anyway. I mean, I don't know. There's gay rumors about everyone. So, like, but I don't know.
But it is interesting that we haven't heard, I guess, because, like, they had great chemistry on a press tour. It was like Margot Robbie?
Yeah.
It's like he's had no rumors. This dude has played the part of, like, committed, devoted dad this whole time. He has had no rumors.
He doesn't say curse words in his rap.
Right.
Like,
and now she's like, I was weeping walking down the aisle when we found out we were pregnant. I wanted to die. It's like, yo, Jada, like, this is like a deathbed memoir that should be done after everyone's long gone. Like, I can't believe that she's like, hey, everybody, let's have a red table talk about it. I'm going to trash this whole scam of a fam. Like, I'm going to out all of us as not a family, and that I don't want either of you. Is that okay? It's like, no. And now the headlines are like, Will and Jada considering writing a book together about, what? Like, the next, you see that it's like Will and Jada, like considering writing the next book together as like a reconciliation piece. It's like, don't worry about it. Don't even, no worries. Just,
yeah, we don't want to know at all. And like,
I like thinking that you were a fake couple better. Just end the story.
I know. And like, I think we all want better for Will Smith, like no matter what. Like, we all have bought into his movie star persona, hook, line, and sinker. I think we all love
yes.
him.
And yes,
it's just hard to watch him get humiliated over and over and over again. And now Meryl Streep has announced that they secretly separated.
I know. Did you see that? What
Not
that
anyone
that?
Really cares that much, but I mean, rich people, this, we always talk about this. Rich
right.
People,
it's just
famous
yeah.
people. They don't need to stay together for financial reasons, and they are going to always have more opportunities than the average middle class person. So
I just like wonder, like, will Meryl date now? Like, who would Meryl date?
Oh,
maybe
be
she'll,
fun.
Maybe no one will win the Golden Bachelor and she'll hit Gary up.
Yeah. So what can you tell us astrologically about Will and Jada's charts and why this is happening?
Well,
why is this happening?
I'll tell you what. Will is, I mean, this is lol because of the baby on your tit. Will is a Libra conjunct the South Node sun and a Scorpio moon.
Oh my gosh. He's just like Daphne.
Your baby is Will.
Oh, Daphne, don't get cucked. You'll be okay.
Don't get cucked. You're not a cucky girl. You're not a cucky girl.
She won't.
You're not a cucky girl. No, she won't.
I was literally going
to. But if she does, like, I hope that she's the one that has, like, the, you know, it's like, yeah, but remember, Daphne, it's your big bills. Actually, also, Daphne and Will both have their Chiron in and their North Nodes in Aries, too. Your baby's chart isn't so dissimilar from Will's.
That's wild. I mean, I like
kind
that for
wild.
Her.
I was going to say he's the best. Actually, Jada can fuck herself to hell. Will is the hero in all this. In the end,
as far as we know, we don't know if he
right,
did
we don't
something.
Know. We don't know.
This is the thing. She has his balls in a vice, like
right.
And I don't want to speculate either about what it could be, but it's like it almost would have to be something criminal that she knows about him in order for this to keep going. Do you know what I mean? And I don't know what that maybe like doesn't pay his taxes.
Right.
Who knows? But it would
You're
have
right.
to be something. Like, just gay is not enough for this level of humiliation. But anyway, I was going to say that I feel
right.
like someone in this relationship has to be a maladjusted Libra because the amount of justification and weighing up every side and coming to the wrong conclusion that goes on, seemingly, in this relationship is very, very much maladjusted Libra. And obviously, when we say a maladjusted sign, it doesn't mean it. That just means, like any sign we're talking about, it doesn't mean that every Libra is going to be that way. It's just this is one manifestation, I think.
Oh, I agree completely. And I also think like, okay, so why would this, what's up with this? So I'm looking at their composite chart because that's actually the most interesting. And I want to say like, again, you're allowed to think and grow and learn. I own fully that, you know, maybe years ago in past years of this pod, I have been a Jada stan. I loved Red Table Talk, and
yeah,
I loved Jada.
I also like, there's something, I mean, Jada is an incredibly charismatic and compelling person to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see her. I want to hear her talk. I really do. It's just like, in this relationship, it's just such a head scratcher.
It's such a head scratcher. Like, and like, why be such, I just, yeah, like, it never makes sense to me why someone would like choose to make their persona, I'm an asshole. It's like, like, and in such a like pointed way, in such a like,
she obviously like, doesn't see it that way. She thinks that she's like, I mean, I think that's, it's just a huge ego thing where there's just no recognition on her part whatsoever that she could be wrong. Like, that's not even
so, like,
I just think that's not on the table for her. That has to be.
That's not on the red table. It's not on,
it's
the,
not
red
on
table.
The red table for sure. And like, that, how else would you justify like doing this over and over again? The other thing. Oh my God. Sorry. I know you're about to probably tell us
what
it is in her chart, but I don't want to forget to mention this. All of the posthumous Tupac fanfic that she does.
Yes.
She's been doing it for years. Talking about he's her soulmate when
it's
he's
so
not
exploitative.
Here,
it's so exploitative.
It's so exploitative. He's not here to confirm or deny. She once had Willow write a letter to Tupac saying,
no,
like, Yes, I love you so much. Thank you so much for being so nice to my mom when she was alive, like blah, blah, blah. Can you imagine like any man coming, walking into the kitchen, be like, oh, hey, sweetie. Hey, daughter, what are you doing? Oh, she's writing a letter to
mom,
my
soulmate.
Dead ex-boyfriend, who's my soulmate. Or did they actually date or not? Because I know she said they were soulmates, but it was platonic and they didn't have chemistry. But just any, like my extremely hot, iconic, gorgeous, much tougher and harder than you, so, platonic soulmate. I'm having your daughter write him a letter about how much he means to both of us, to me and your daughter. Like what? I mean, just talk about emasculating. I don't know if that's old fashioned to say, but it's just wild to me. I cannot ever fathom having my daughter write a posthumous letter to a man she didn't know who wasn't a relative or something. Do you know what I mean? Even a relative would be so fucking weird that she never met.
Well, it's also like, I mean, not to whatever, but like if you guys were in a normal religion, you might have heard of a prayer. Like, like, I don't mean to be critical, but like, there's a lot of things worth putting in writing. Like, I don't know if letters to the dead are as effective as simply just prayer. So it's something to think about as you grow into your adulthood, Willow. Is Scientology for me? Or could could I jump to something a little bit more that expedites the speaking to the dead process, whether I want to or not? Yeah, I mean, I think that, I mean, Jada, we know, is like all Virgo. Like, Jada has an intense...
Okay, wait, that's really surprising to me.
Really? Why?
Because I just never think of Virgos as... Virgos are, and I mean this in the best way possible, are humble servants. You know what I mean?
Yes, like they are.
They are team players. They are the person you want in your corner behind you. They're not going to make a fuss. But my dad's a Virgo and he'd be making a fuss.
Fussy.
So I don't know.
He's a little fussy.
Yeah. So actually, but yeah.
Well, Virgos, I'll say this. Virgos, everything you said is correct about Virgos until make a fuss. Virgos actually are maybe the fussiest. Okay.
But I always think they're internalizing the fuss. I don't, when you're saying to me, who's going to go on the Today Show and reveal that they are no longer married to their beloved movie icon husband who humiliated himself on her behalf earlier this year or last year. Like, I'm not gonna, Virgo is going to be like, you know, the 10th sign, I would say.
Well, it's funny that you say that because she's all Virgo in the 10th house. What's the 10th sign? Capricorn. The 10th house is the Capricorn house. So what she is a public facing Virgo sun, Virgo moon, Virgo Mercury, Virgo Pluto. She has her Venus in Libra right on Will's sun south node conjunction in Libra. She also has her Uranus there. So she is here to kind of be like, whoop, like, switching it up, writing a book, outing all of us, gay, not gay, we're all assholes, or you know, whatever. Yeah. Like, it's like she is coming through and, you know, Uranusing, ouranusing their relationship in this very public, weird way. And her south node is in Leo, her north node is in Aquarius with her Mars. I think that she's coming from a perspective of like,
wait, that's interesting that her south node's in Leo. She is literally so comfortable with fame to the point that like you kind of are like, wait, but what did you do? Like, she she carries herself like such an icon, and I say that with admiration. Like, I love it. She's, that's why she's so magnetic.
That's
and
right.
To the point where you're almost like, wait, but what was her iconic role? What did she do? And then you're,
that's
like,
exactly, oh, right, yeah,
not a ton. She's just, she's kind of like a proto influencer. Like, she's not really like a craftsman of acting or anything. Do you know what I mean? She's famous. She really is famous for being famous, especially at this point in her career. So South Node Leo makes a lot of sense.
South Node Leo. And then because all of that Virgo is in her ninth and 10th house, right on her midheaven, her legacy, I think if anything, she's feeling not only North Node in Aquarius, the need to like get her in the third house story out there, but I also think there's an element of like, especially now, like this book is coming out, like Red Table Talk's over now. Like Facebook Watch or whatever is done, I guess, isn't it? Like, isn't it?
Oh, is Red Table Talk over? I feel think like it's I saw over. Something about that. Yeah.
Yeah. I can Google it in a sec, but like, I think it's over. Like, I think she's like, well, what do I have to work with? Like, what can I do to like, because even though she is a humble Virgoian servant, she still is like comfortable with fame and is a famous person. And all that Virgo, like this bitch, I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't write a single word of this book. She just like literally took journals and edited them. I bet you that she has like a meticulous journaling practice. I think she is writing down all of her thoughts and feelings in real time. Like it's the most important thing in the world. She has her Saturn in the seventh house, relationships in Gemini. So her like her struggle and her assignment karmically is to like do the hard relationship work, Gemini, which also can be writing and communicating. So I don't know, I sort of feel like she's like, okay, yeah, like I think Red Table Talk's over, and like I don't really know like what I want to do with myself next, but I do have this stack of journals. I want to publish something that is like me being, you know, Virgo is like the humble servant, is like here to help, is here to serve. But I also think that Virgo can like think that their like health and mental health is like a lot more interesting and important than it is. Like I sort of feel like she's like, wow, like me sharing my real marital struggles is gonna like help a lot of people, you know? Like I think that she thinks that like her, she is serving the world by like sharing what she's been through. But so far, all of the shit that she's, it'd be one thing if they were divorced, it would be one thing if he wasn't so beloved. Like, you know what, I think we're all on board for trashing Timberlake. I don't know why, but I think we're like, oh, yeah, fuck him. Whereas like with Will, we're like, wait, like stop, like even if he is a tologist, like it's just like these, he's a nice guy. I don't
parents,
know. It's like
parents just don't understand. Like, what did we? Come on.
And it's like, and you still have these really public kids that we all know, and like
that have been forced on us.
Yeah, and you're still married.
Yeah, I mean, it is really. I
why
do
are you doing that.
Yeah, like why? What do you think this is accomplishing? I think she's definitely telling herself that this is like raising some sort of awareness for
totally.
I don't know, like the way that relationships evolve and marriages evolve and everything, which I mean, we're all certainly aware of their marriage for
definitely.
Sure.
Definitely.
But the other thing is like, and this was a point that I think was on Bethany Frankel's podcast, that like they always come off, like Will and Jada always have been, in Bethany's opinion, who's also crazy, but I love her, coming across as really privileged in this like therapeutic way, like the way they talk Ooh. About all the work that they're doing and being, you know, like working on themselves, and we're in group therapy and blah blah blah. It's like the average American is not affording that shit. Like the average American is white knuckling it in their shitty marriage until they die, and they're not like doing the soul searching, you know what I mean? So like
can you imagine how obnoxious Jada is in a like normie group therapy like session?
Oh, there's
though.
No way,
like,
she's... Oh my god, yeah, like just holding
like Jada,
court.
Yeah, like Jada. Hello, everybody. Like as if, and they're like, oh, actually, I'm the facilitator of this meeting, Jada. Like I can just picture her like completely steamrolling the whole group. Like I actually brought my mother to this. I hope that's okay.
Yeah.
Like what? Why? We got cameras coming through. It's like, don't film therapy. Don't film therapy. I feel like she steamrolls.
It's just she. I feel like. Yeah, what you're saying is so true, that like her life's work seems to be microanalyzing her own relationships in a way. And she is, and it comes across as privileged because most people can't afford therapy, but it actually
spend their time like making their inner self their work. Like what a privilege, right? To be married, to marry so well and to have a Facebook live show enough that the rest of your time is spent like, I will go through these journals and like, I will publish my feelings. It's like,
but wow. I think even if she wasn't rich, don't you think she'd still be doing this?
Yeah, 100%. Oh, 100%. But here's the thing. I think what the Tupac stuff shows us is that it's not as much about rich for her, but it is like what, as Capricorn to Capricorn, and even though she's not a Capricorn, all of her, you know, Virgo stuff is in the 10th house, her, Capricorn, her legacy. I don't think it's about the money. I think it's about the status. I think, why did she weep, cry, walking down the aisle with the arguably at the time, the coolest guy in the fucking planet? Because she was like, even if I don't love him, he's the Fresh Prince. And like, he'll never be Tupac, but he's still the man. Like, it's like, she cares a lot about status. But I think it's interesting is that she has her son very closely conjunct Pluto. So like, she is kind of a destroyer of, and like, what is 10th house other than legacy? Oftentimes 10th house can represent, you know, your marriage or your misses, your, you know, it's your status in the world. So like, I don't know. I think her destroying her status of like a happy family, happy wife, happy life, not is part of that plutonic work. Like,
yeah,
I think she is in a way kind of a like, it's Virgo, but it's like a destroyer of, even though she's in her mind, like doing all this work on mental health and doing all this work on like really going within and like figuring out like what is going on, that like, it's like, it's sort of, Pluto is take no prisoners. It's like, and like, sorry, babe, if you're coming down with me, I got a book to publish. I got money to make. Like, this is what you signed up for. Can't divorce me. Nanny, nanny, poo, poo. It's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's really a confusing personality for sure. I do not understand it whatsoever. That's why I'm like, it's, there's a personality disorder at work that astrology cannot really reveal. Well,
yeah. And I mean, I also think like when I look at their composite chart, like the chart of their relationship together, you know, they also have Pluto conjunct the sun in their relationship at the late degrees of Virgo. In the seventh house of relationships, in their composite chart, the south node is in Virgo. Venus is sitting there right now. Like, I just sort of think this is their karma. Like, I sort of think, I mean, they have their north node of the relationship in the first house in Pisces with their rising in Pisces. This is almost like a relationship from the past life that is like sort of coming to be dissolved. Like, and this is the work of dissolving not only marital, but karmic unions. I mean, look how much energy these two have in the, not only the seventh house, but then the eighth house. Like, this is a huge amount of like this book. And what I think she's trying to do is like sell that, all that Libra, like secrets revealed. I mean, it's the last day of Libra season. What a perfect topic to discuss on this day. It's like, yeah, their Jupiter is with their moon, with their Venus, with their marriage asteroid, with their Uranus, with their Mercury, all in the eighth house in Libra. So this is a relationship. And then the Mars in Scorpio, this is a relationship that has operated on secrets, trying to, south node and sun in the seventh house in Virgo appear to be the perfect couple, appear to be the perfect marriage. But actually, especially as we continue this journey of Saturn moving through Pisces, it's like, it's no shock to me that like we're seeing the dissolution of the structure, that the flimsy structure that had kept this marriage like looking together and perfect this whole time. And actually, now when Saturn does end up moving direct through Pisces, we could see the, I don't know, if they write a book together, maybe it'll be a book on how to divorce. I don't know. Like, I feel like there is a huge recreation. There's a huge falling of all structures over, you know, the next 2 years, really, with Saturn continuing to move through Pisces. It's like all the structures that were even underpinning the spiritual unions and the, you know, the way that we relate to like drugs and the way that we relate to the arts and the way that we relate to peace or not peace. It's all like Saturn in Pisces is tearing down any of the old ways of structuring or relating to things that typically don't even have a structure or take structure or like things that we can't quite like label or like, you know, the, how do I put it? Like the face of a marriage, like what she is doing is like slowly like peeling the wallpaper off of the facade of this marriage. But and
the thing that's so weird is they are keeping the legal structure of marriage in place
for now.
Yeah, but like, I know. I mean, there's just no book. Like I said, there's no book on earth. Maybe the Bible would make $350 million. You know what I mean? Like this book, even if it's her get out.
I mean, they also, yeah, but they could be in massive. Maybe it's not even her get out of escape plan. Maybe they're in massive debt. I mean, that's also not for the way that they live. And I mean, it's been interesting, like seeing all the like Travis Kelce versus Taylor Swift, like money stats has totally fucked my brain up because I'm like, oh, he only makes like $13 million a year. He's poor. It's like, like, well, I have like $13. Like, but like, you know, I'm like, yeah, Taylor actually made $1 billion this year. It's like, I don't know how much shit costs in LA to have three kids, you know, and a big house and grandma and,
yeah,
you
but
know,
he
like,
is,
who knows?
He is like the highest, one of the highest grossing movie stars of all time. He is.
Does he work that much? What's the last movie he did?
He's been having some really Oscar bait flops for the last like 5-10 years, but he made
and then
so
he, like,
much.
How painful though, that, like that he did win, but it is like tarnished by. But he also hit Chris Rock. Like,
I know. Why did he do that? Like, why did he do that? I guess he was just so desperate to cover up the fact that they were separated and to seem like everything is fine, nothing to see here, folks. But it seemed like she didn't even care that much about the insult.
Well, the interesting thing is that one of the headlines that's been permeating is that Chris Rock, at a certain point, actually found out that they were separated and asked Jada out.
Right.
So I think it could be the under, like we could have read it all wrong before because we just didn't know that detail. Like, it's possible that Will is like, stop fucking hitting, like, even if he looked like he was trashing Jada or making fun of Jada, he actually also could have just been flirting with Jada. And Will could have been like, that's why he used the word wife, like, keep my wife's name out of your mouth, because he was basically saying like, yo, stop, like, don't stop cucking me, I'm not a little cucky boy, like, don't. It, instead of it being like, I'm defending my wife, maybe it was like, I'm defending my manhood. Like, stop fucking creeping on my wife. You're obsessed with my wife. Stop focusing on my wife. She's already super focused on Tupac. She doesn't need to be focused on you, Pac.
Yeah, two different guys who say curse words publicly.
Right, which he would never.
That's an interesting theory. It also makes me look at Chris Rock a little sideways because he makes fun of her so much. And
it doesn't make me look sideways. It makes me just think, oh, he actually, like, because the only other, like, either he's really out to get her or he is obsessed with her, like flirting with her, hitting on
right.
her.
Right. It's weird. I don't like negging. I don't like guys who neg.
I hate it. It
kind of makes him seem also like a little twerp to be doing all these jokes at her expense when he asked her out in the midst of all of that is really not a cute look, you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe he didn't start making fun of her until she turned him down and he just felt like an idiot, which is even more of a dick move, you know? So I don't like that.
I don't like that either, but
I love Chris Rock.
But I do think that that kind of is like, I think that's right on. Like, I actually think I would like to know the timeline of like when exactly he asked and how many times he asked her out. What I think is interesting, just side note, is that both Chris Rock and Tupac are air sons. So Chris Rock is a Gemini son. I mean, Chris Rock is an Aquarius son. Tupac is a Gemini son. They both have Aries moons. So, like, Jada does sort of have this, like, other type that's Aries. Aries moons are very attracted to her and coming for her. And it's almost like she's using, it's almost like I could also see Will and Jada using each other as beards. Like, I could also
that's
see.
That's been the theory for the longest time. But we're not supposed to talk about that.
We're not, everybody's sexuality is completely fine. And their own business. But I just think more than even their, even talking about their sexuality, I guess what I'm saying is, like, when I look at this composite chart, there are so many secrets in this relationship. And, like, the South Node, the Sun conjunct Pluto.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With Ceres in the seventh house, like, I sort of feel like this is a relationship where, like, when they connected again consciously in this life, it was like, oh my God, I found you. But, you know, Ceres is, can represent grief in many ways. Like, there's almost like a grief to this reunion of souls. And then this whole jam-packed Libra eighth house, it's almost like one of the points of this relationship was, like, to come together in order to actually, like, almost like finally separate or, like, use the secrets. Or, but this is a relationship where secrets is baked into why they would stay together, period. And I think it's interesting too that we have Mars now moving through Scorpio in the relationship of this chart. Mars is in Scorpio. So when I think about Mars in Scorpio, we think about Mars as like an action taker. Molly, you have a Mars in Scorpio. It's kind of why I knew that you weren't going to have a baby until Mars moved to Scorpio, because Mars in Scorpio is like a sniper, right? Like, Mars in Libra is a little bit of like a sort of a dull knife, like a show knife that's beautiful, but it's like, oh, you have samurai swords on the wall? And it's like, yeah, but like, they're from Kmart, they don't work. Like, but they're pretty and they look cool, you know? I also think it's interesting because we have approaching the last of the Taurus eclipses. This is a hybrid eclipse year. So we have a Taurus eclipse coming up. And in this relationship chart, their Saturn is opposite their Mars in Scorpio in Taurus. They have a Taurus Saturn in the relationship. It's retrograde and it's in the third house of like communications in the community. We have Jupiter inching towards their Saturn. We have Uranus inching backwards towards their Saturn. It's like, I don't know, their relationship is being tested. And it's like, are you actually able to remain like stable, wealthy, healthy, and steadfast through this shitstorm of secret sharing that your wife is now fucking using like a Nerf ball? Like, target practice has commenced. We are out there shooting and she's firing away.
It's also interesting because these rumors that there's been trouble in paradise for them have been around for years. And, you know, the prevailing theory for why they were still together was because they're a Hollywood power couple and they stand more to gain from divorce than from staying together, even if they're not a real couple. And
no,
opposite.
They gain more from staying together.
Yeah. Yeah. So that always made a lot of sense. I think a lot of Hollywood big couples stay together because the sum of them is greater than their parts. But yes, now it is just so clear that this relationship has been a liability for him since the August Alsina thing, which was like pre-pandemic, which wasn't it? Like, when was that? That was so long ago.
It's not only a liability for him. That was August Alsina was Will's first son's friend.
It was summer 2020 that became public.
Oh my God.
So it's been 3 years that their relationship has been a PR nightmare for him. And for probably his entire team. Like, what do you think his agent, his lawyers, his managers, they're probably like, dude, what are you doing? Like,
and his entire family. Those kids are not like, go mom.
Like, I know. Someone had posted a clip from Red Table Talk where Will and Jada were talking about something or other with their relationship, and Willow just looks like she wants to crawl into a hole and disappear forever. You know, like,
I totally get that. That's so embarrassing.
But it's just like the moment for them as a power couple is so past. They are not a power couple. And it's like, Jada, teach me your ways. Teach me whatever spell you have cast to convince this multiple hundred millionaire that, like, you are improving his life and public image.
Right.
Because I feel like he stands to lose money by staying in this instead of just cutting his losses now. I think it's really important for people to understand the sunk cost fallacy when it comes to relationships, because no matter how much time you've put into a relationship, if it's malfunctioning, if you feel like, oh, I've already put in this much time, I might as well stay. No. Like, if it's really that bad, you got to get out and save your time now, because it's only going to get worse and worse and worse. So especially if you're a public figure who's banking on, and they all do, getting good press from your relationship. Like, this is just so clearly a liability for him and has been for so long. And I don't understand it, but whatever.
Yeah. I just feel like, so she's said a number of times about Tupac, like, Tupac and I have, like, past life relationship. Like, we knew each other then. I think it's even embarrassing because even based on their charts, like, I'm looking at their composite chart and it's like, so did you and Will. Like,
yeah.
So did you and Will. Like, she is sort of a witch, like, coming back to, like, conjure up all of these past life, I think, people that she had. South Node and Leo, like, fabulous in the ninth house, like, marriages or love affairs with. But I think, and, like, she is in a way doing her work. North Node and Aquarius is, like, yeah, detached from the, like, from the heart of it all, and just, like, tell the fucking story or just, like, share it, broadcast. But it's like, I don't know, like, at the expense of your family, like, I don't know, it doesn't seem quite worth it to me, but that's just me. Like,
yeah, I think that's where some sort of, like, narcissism might be coming into play, because it's like, no, obviously the best thing for everyone is for me to look like the winner who is over this guy. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
she kind of, it's almost like she wants to get the slap stench off of herself. And it's like,
right. But, which, especially as a Virgo, like, that. Like, yeah, that probably was humiliating for her. Like, we don't act like that. Like, we've been pretending to be married this whole time anyway. Like, why now would you embarrass me?
Yeah. And it's like, it seems like after the slap, she kind of tried to own it a little bit and, like, you know, just from a PR perspective, kind of acting like, yeah, that was the right thing. And then she kind of went radio silent on it because she saw just how much everyone was making fun of him. And I just think that's a key sign of narcissism is you cannot tolerate any sign of weakness whatsoever. And to her, him doing that was a sign of weakness that reflected poorly on her.
On her, yeah.
So now she's distancing herself from that instead of saying, look, this is the father of my children. Even if we're not together, he did something because he thought it was the chivalrous right thing to do. And I'm going to stand by him the way he stood by me. But no, that's not the decision that is being arrived at.
No, really, I think I don't know. And I guess, like, the real question is, like, does this compel you to read the book? Because, like, what I was going to say is, like, I guess you'd have to read the book to actually know and understand the context, similar to the above. We would have to really, like, actually hear her story. But, like, I don't know. I don't feel compelled to read this now. I'm just like, Jada, like, I'm already, like, annoyed with her. I'm like, oh, like, it's not like it does. Not that Britney's abortion, like, feels good. But boy, have we been wondering about that every time video this whole time. Like, there is some questions being answered on some level. Whereas I think with Will and Jada, it's just like, we weren't even asking these questions. Like, we don't really care. Like, we don't. He's been a Hollywood star this whole time. We are scratching our heads for the last what was the last thing that Jada acted in? Like, I
Girls Trip, which was good.
Girls Trip. Okay, okay. And was she good in it? I mean, maybe she was good in it. I mean, so, yeah, okay, she's not
fine.
She's not down and out as an actor, but it's like, I don't know. I think
Virgo is not an actor sign. I mean, they're going to memorize really. The shit out of the lines and, you know.
I agree with that. And I also
go
just
up and
feel,
be a little wooden.
Yeah. Okay. And she's doing a great job at. And like, I feel like she, like, it's Will that's the powerhouse here. And she is a powerhouse in her own right, but
in a different way.
In a different way. Like, and I don't know if we would be, I mean, maybe in the 90s. She had more of a presence in pop culture. But I don't know. Like, he is the Hollywood powerhouse here. As a result, they have ended up in a Hollywood powerhouse relationship. And I can understand the pressure of wanting to. I think you're so right about sunk water costs. And I understand the pressure of wanting to be committed to your marriage and work through hard times, you know, that's part of what you sign up for. But I also just think, yeah, like,
how much more pummeling can he take publicly?
I don't see where this is beneficial for him at all. And I think you're probably right. Yeah, like, maybe there is some dirt on him, or like he owes her and like we just don't know. But like, I just can't. I don't know. It doesn't make me, well, I don't know. Doesn't anyone want to read the book? I guess I'm slightly curious, but there's also this part of me that feels a little bit like, and this isn't true, and tell me if I have to cut this, but like, it's not that I don't think of her as a reliable narrator, but like, I don't right. like her. I'm like mad at her. Like, I don't like want to read your book. Like,
I know.
Jerk.
I think,
like,
I think the thing is, I know it's not cool to armchair diagnose, but we all do it. I really think she's just actively a narcissist, and
yeah, like,
and
that
makes
like
her
that.
It makes her an unreliable narrator, and it makes anything she says is like, it just feels gross. Like, it just
yeah,
feels
like
gross.
through what lens are we listening yeah. to this story, and about multiple people from, like,
I don't understand. Yeah, I just, it feels gross to listen to this story about Will Smith's marriage with no input from him whatsoever, while it's still an right. active marriage, because even if they're separated, they're still married.
They're married.
It just feels like it's not going to be, I agree with you, it's not going to be reliable narration. It's going to be all through the lens of just narcissism. And I think with Britney's memoir, I am also feeling mixed feelings about reading that, because I mean, I don't know, based on her communication style on Instagram, I'm just really confused about
yeah.
how you write a book. And I don't you know what I mean? And it's
yeah.
been a really quick turnaround time. I'm sure she had a ghostwriter, but I'm just like, what is this gonna look like either? And I always am talking about how I feel gross even covering anything with Britney, because I don't know how much she is able to really consent to still continuing to be a celebrity. I just don't know.
Yeah.
Because yeah. it's just, her Instagram presence is just so bizarre, and it doesn't feel right at all. But I mean, if she's putting a book out, she's a grown adult and there's other adults involved, like, I guess I'm gonna read it, but it also feels weird to read that as well.
I guess that the reason that I feel slightly more interested, well, I'm interested in the Britney story more, just because, like, Britney, like, we grew up with Britney. The reason I trust her as a narrator more is because I think, if anything, the one thing that she has been doing, like, even when she was, like, you know, robotic circus tour performing, I think she has been reflecting on her past and has not had any sort of outlet. I think, like, part of what we're seeing is, like, what happens when, like, you just let things build up and build up and build up and build up and you don't share them. Like, but I think she's probably a bad narrator. This is my opinion. I think she's probably an unreliable narrator when it comes to the present and when it comes to what she hopes for the future. But I think when it comes to her retelling the past, I think she's, I think she, I trust her completely, because I'm like, all she's been doing is holding this story, like, and it's been building and building and building, and she's had nowhere to share it. I believe her as a, here's what's actually been going on. Not necessarily like, I don't know if those knives were real or fake. I don't know if those knives were real or fake. I don't trust what she says right now on Instagram, but I do trust what she says about what happened between her and Justin. And I do believe what she says when it comes to like just remembering what her work schedule was.
Yeah.
Like do you know what I mean? It's like, I think in those parts of her life, she was actually totally lucid. And I think she was being told like not to speak. And so if anything, she was like, you better like put this in your pocket for some rainy day, you know, 15 yeah. years from now, because that is what happened.
And when when she testified in the conservatorship trial, she sounded completely with it and lucid. Yep. And that was the weirdest thing of all to me, because I was like, how do I reconcile that with this Instagram presence? It's very odd. And it makes you believe in the conspiracy theories that someone else is running her Instagram make her look crazy, which also, to what end though? Like, what's the point of that? But the thing that makes me sort of trust her memoir a little bit more, I still don't know how reliable of a narrator she's going to be, but I feel like she is in don't give a fuck mode. She has.
Yes. Yes.
Like it's kind of easier to understand her motivation in even releasing a tell all right now, because she doesn't need to release another song again in her life. She doesn't seem to want to. She doesn't seem interested in anything but setting the record straight about the past and, you know, probably, you know, hooking up with some hotties along the way, because she does seem to always have a beau. And that just seems like, I don't think there's any sort of like PR machinations going on, which I'm sure there are, but it feels more like she's just truly trying to get something off her chest. Whereas with the Jada memoir and all of the sort of not trashing of Will, but revealing of Will's secrets that go along with it, you're just kind of like, what is the goal? What's the point? I don't understand.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And Britney's thing is more systemic, and Jada's thing is just, here is me, here is my life, here are a lot of details you didn't ask for. Whereas Britney's thing is kind of like, here's a peek behind the curtain at the music industry as well.
Right.
So that also, I don't know, maybe makes it, but also I'm just being voyeuristic in reading either one of them anyway, so I shouldn't even try to justify it, because at the end of the day, it's just gossip about other people's lives.
I mean, I have to say that like through this conversation, there's a part of me now that's like, I kind of do want to read Jada's. I just like, now I am kind of curious, like, for me, the curiosity is like, why would this be the press cycle that like the team chose to put this, to bring this book out into the world with? The other weird thing too is like, if
you think
listen
she's
to-
pissed about Israel and Palestine stealing her thunder, this is this. Will and Jada is the Israel Palestine of Hollywood. We're just like, who's wrong? What's going on? Why are you bombing this? And like, you know what I mean? It's just like,
oh my God,
how
it's
do we
so
solve
funny,
this?
Molly.
Is there a two-state solution? Like, what are we gonna do? It's
right. No, right, because it's like, you want to say like divorce is imminent, and yet it's not. Like, they share the same space, and like they occupy the same territory, and they have the same kids, and like they've been married all this time anyway. Yeah, like what is the two-state solution for Will and Jada? Like, literally. And maybe it is just like writing a book and feeling good about it, you know. I don't know.
Hospital, who cheated first? We don't know. And like, I'm sure it's one of those things where it's like, the farther back you go, I'm sure there are indiscretions on both sides, no matter what, going back thousands of years. And then you're just like, well, I don't know. There's a lot of people are making really good points either way.
Well, and I think I read something where like Will did make a statement about the book and the allegations. And it was something like, I mean, again, like a little bit like, yeah, like a little cucky boy, but it was like, once you're married for someone for over half of your life, I'm paraphrasing here, but it was like, once you've been married to someone for over half of your life, like you begin to forget like their cleverness and their nuances and their beauty or something like that. And he's like, I'm wowed by this book because like I am, and I'm like awoken by it because I remember like who my wife is or something like that. And it was just like, what? Like,
does she do it? How does she do it?
What?
I mean, is he just truly the most like enlightened man in the world to the point where he's just like, yeah, stomp on my balls, do it in public.
Yeah.
Because I know like, that's literally what you need right now. And yeah. I don't, I'm good because I have $350 million. I'm fine.
Right. Maybe he's just like selfless because he's like at the end of the day, like I'm going golfing, you know, I hope all's well for everybody that's normal out there. I am tuned out.
And maybe we're buying into his good PR too much. Maybe he's a hell to be married to. Maybe he's terrible. You know,
right,
like, and we're
right.
just, and it does feel really gross to be sort of bashing Jada the whole time, but I'm just basing it on what she says and does. It's not really like,
but see,
I feel
that's where
so
it's like, I'm
bad because
sure
to... it feels very like anti Amber Heard, you know, it feels very, it's always easy to just blame the woman for everything because I don't know why, but and it feels gross, but then it's just like Jada is saying these things with her own mouth, so I'm
well,
like,
but maybe that's also part of why the Britney book is kind of exciting, because here's what I can promise you: at the very least, we will not be pro men. Like, this is a book where Britney will be vindicated. Like, Britney will be the right voice in this book. You know, like, yeah, I think it's easy to trash Jada. It's easy to trash Amber. It's easy. It's so much easier to trash women than men. But like, I don't know. I think Britney's going to give us a lot of men to trash. And I'm excited about that. The other weird thing about the Britney thing, and then we could go, I don't know if there's anything else to say, but I pre-bought the Britney Audible because I was like, I got to hear her read it. Well, it turns out she's not reading it. She's only reading the beginning. She's reading like the foreword or whatever. And then Michelle Williams.
Yeah, why?
What? Now, all I could do was look at the astrology because I was befuddled. This was the most befuddling choice I've ever heard of somebody to read someone's memoir in my life. If anything, that should have been Brittany and Jamie Lynn making up Jamie Lynn, play Brittany in the book. Like that could have been a connective tissue there for them, but no. Michelle Williams, who I didn't even know they knew each other. I mean, what a random pick.
Listen to this, I'm gonna blow your mind. This is probably her bid for an EGOT because she's thinking best audiobook, Grammy.
Wow.
So to her, it's a no-brainer. Like, her, they probably approached like all of the award bait actresses they could find, and just whoever doesn't have a Grammy yet or doesn't have a path to a Grammy was like, yes, sign me up.
Wow, that's so smart. Okay, so I went the other way with it, where I was like, maybe it's because like they were like, who are the 90s and like 2000s icons? Like, Britney and Dawson's Creek were kind of coming up at the same time. So I'm like, maybe there's like a nostalgia factor. I looked at the astrology. The only thing I can say is I think Michelle, believe it or not, gosh, if this is the EGOT push, I think she's EGOT a chance because Britney is, we know, pop star sign, Sag sun. Michelle, Sag moon.
Oh, love that.
So actually there's a high probability that in reading this, Michelle's going to be like, oh my God, this is like sort of the part that I've been wanting to play. This wild caged bird, you know, like, yeah. I don't know. I think Michelle could nail it, but I'm shocked. I mean, I'm like, wow. Like, what? But you couldn't Michelle- have, if you had put a gun to my head and said, give me your top 10 picks for who would read Britney's memoir other than herself, I would have died. I would have, she wouldn't have even come close to,
I know,
someone that I would have thrown out. I wouldn't have even thrown her hat in the ring.
It's, I know, so it's radical. Interesting because she's very prestige, so it's, I wouldn't have expected them to go prestige. I don't, this is also unfortunately another thing that makes me kind of question the memoir in general, because I'm like, if Britney couldn't handle going into a studio in her own words, how did she fucking sit down and write a book? Like, and I know she didn't physically sit down and write it because her ghostwriter did.
Right. I'm sure that she sat there and told somebody what happened. You have to sit
for hours and hours and hours. Like, and you have to, I mean, did she read it? Did she edit it afterward? Did she have, you know what I mean? It's just the fact that she's not doing the audiobook is just another factor that's making me be like, curiouser and curiouser. This is all so weird.
Very, it's extremely curious. Yeah. Like, it's very like, it doesn't, that's the thing. That makes me, I'm interested. I'm curious. I pre-bought the book. I'm ready to go. Like, I feel like, actually, when does it come out today? No, I think it comes out on the eclipse. Let me just double check.
Oh, that would be cool.
Oh, no, it's coming out tomorrow.
Oh, great.
24. Wait, okay, so tomorrow, it has been pre-ordered, and I will begin listening at midnight tonight. So it will be Brittany and then Michelle Williams reading Brittany's life story. Nah, there's something about this that I believe only because I think she sat there with a ghostwriter. Like, that's the thing. Like, do you think Jada used a ghost? All that Virgo, I don't think she used a ghostwriter. I think she wrote it by hand and made some minion type it.
yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I could see Jada writing
these pages of long form, long hand.
Yeah, Jada's super intense. Like, she definitely either wrote it herself or was hovering over the shoulder of whoever did the entire time. Like, for sure.
Yeah, she's a Virgo, 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 and that's her legacy. Like, she's the ultimate Virgo. And so, yeah, I guess I'm going to start listening to Brittany's book tonight.
Me too.
I'm so excited. Okay, I guess, like, we'll check back in tomorrow, see where we're at, if there's any news, but like, I'll post this first, and I'm really excited, actually. Wow, I thought it was a week from now. Wow, tomorrow, that we're in. I'm in.
I know. I think we need to break it up into chunks like we did with Spare, because I'm sure just going to be so many insane things that to do it all in one episode just wouldn't even work. So
no, I already have like lists of details of things that I'm like, that's why I'm like, we can't get to it today. We've got to just read the book. Like,
yeah, we have to read the book. You can't do pre-coverage of a book. You got to read the book. I mean, as we sit here and do the literal exact same thing to Jada, right. I'm not gonna read it.
Yeah, we're not gonna read it.
It doesn't seem fair. It just feels icky. It just feels very like, what is the goal? I don't understand. I feel bad for Will.
In support of their marriage, I will read Jada's book when Will publishes his as well, and then we'll read them in tandem, like a Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah. Okay.
I would like to hear from him as well. If the whole book is about her fucked up marriage, then I'd like to hear from both of them.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
I don't want Jada's opinion of taking down one of our most beloved megastars of all time.
I know. We need him to have done something worse than the slap before we...
Yes! You
know, like...
And you know what? If that's what starts to come out, if I start to see tricklings of actually this book reveals what Will really did, then okay, you know what?
Yes. I'm in.
Lay it on me.
But otherwise, it just feels a little bit like a hatchet job about a guy who doesn't seem half bad.
And so, like a woman who just like is plowing through marriage. Like, it is, I think you nailed it. It's like, what is the phrase?
Sunk cost fallacy.
I think that is like exactly what it is. I think it's like, all right, look, like this has been we've put this much into it, we might as well get something. Jada might as well get something out of it. And it's like, well, you could have just maybe gotten like love or like a family or...
Yeah, the really weird thing is that there has never been a single rumor besides the Margot Robbie thing, which just was their chemistry on the press tour. There's never been a rumor or a whispering of Will doing anything. Like, or actually back in the day, there were rumors that they would both go to like sex parties.
Well, there were always rumors that they would go to sex parties, and there were always rumors that they had like sort of an open marriage. But the fact that that's the most, and which I'm fine with, but that's the most we heard of it. Whereas with Jada, I think it was like, we need to all come round the table to talk about my affair with your son's friend. And it's like,
yeah.
Record scratch.
You would think that something would have come out about Will cheating by now.
Right. If he did, we would know. Unless it's super scandalous and the Church of Scientology is protecting him. But like, let me tell you something. Maybe I'll Google this when we get off. If Jada doesn't address Scientology, then this whole book is a scam.
Well, they claim they were never in it. They claim that they just went to a few seminars to hear some information about it and that they never bought in. But they then ran like a Scientology school, which they claim was influenced by many faiths. But it's like, well, why would you incorporate Scientology?
Right. If you're a non-believer, then don't believe. But also, yeah, like when in the Beckham doc, that was the one thing where he was like, yeah, I'd made friends with Tom. And when I got to America, they welcomed us with the biggest star-studded party in Hollywood. Tom and Will, unlikely friends, Tom and Will, Tom Cruise and Will Smith, threw a party for us. It's like,
they were trying to recruit you.
They were trying to recruit you. And like, otherwise, I mean, what an unlikely friendship in a way.
I think it's pretty likely.
Well, I guess. I mean, but it's likely, I think, because of like their superstardom and then Scientology. But like otherwise, like, I don't know. Well, Tom Cruise doesn't seem like, he seems like an alien from another planet. Like he's a weird dude, man. Like,
well, the more
he's a great movie star, but boy, what a wacky guy.
Will is starting to give Alien from Another Planet as well. I mean, shit, like just in the last few years. But okay, I think this is a good place. All right. This is a good place to wrap.
And join the Patreon, download Brittany's book, and let us know if you read Jada's.
Yeah, definitely let us know. We would love to understand if there's any good revelations in it.
Great. So great. Welcome back, Mal. Thanks everybody for being with us during our postpartum.
Or 1 week.
Our 1 week maternity leave. We both feel better now. Yeah. We got the babies out of us. I got that Beckham doc, the Beckham app out, and you got the baby out. It's so great.
Patreon.com/space trash podcast.
Okay, bye.
Wait, I think that Will Smith and Tom Cruise are both asexual. Because don't you think Will would want to fuck someone else? Like, and like, if you actually wait, maybe we should record this. I'm sorry.
We're recording.
Oh, we're still recording. Okay. Look, I just think if Will Smith has been cheating on Jada openly, if they have an open marriage for this long, he would have fallen in love with someone else and want to be with them.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Right.
Actually. Yeah. Cause he is like, on paper, at least, like, he is such a catch. Like, why wouldn't people be throwing themselves at him? And yeah, why wouldn't he be interested in actually exploring? Right. She's the only one where there's actual evidence of, I stepped out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Tom Cruise hasn't had a lot of, like, outside from his marriages, he hasn't had any, like, love affairs.
Yeah, it's weird.
He's, like, either, like, set up to be married by his church.
Yeah.
Or he's, like, single and like, making action movies.
It's just asexual vibes up and down on all of the Scientology bros. So I guess it's okay to say that. It's just a vibe. It's an opinion. I don't know.
I also feel like I want to hear from the asexual community. Like, is outing somebody's or speculating about someone's sexuality as, like, whether it's like queer or gay,
yeah,
or
it's definitely
whatever,
still
is
really
asexual
rude.
Still rude? Okay, it is.
Yeah,
rude.
It's not nice.
I guess it is rude.
We shouldn't do it. It's not nice. But so I just, I don't know.
But I agree with you. I think there is just something weird about the way these two are relating in relationships.
How are you single, separated for 7 years, and you don't fall in love with anyone else?
Never had a girlfriend since then, right?
Yeah, that's what I just don't get. Okay, that's all. Now I gotta go because I'm sweating my ass off with this.
Get out of here, mommy.
Join the Patreon, patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings, and welcome back to another episode of Space Trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus. And I'm Sarah Armour.
And I'm Molly Malshine, and we're back. We're back from maternity leave.
We're back. It was a brief maternity leave. We dropped a posh Beck's app in the middle, but honestly, no one compares to you, Mal. And I simply waited with bated breath for you to be ready to just come back and discuss all the hot goss.
I know. The great thing is, like, this is all I can do because I've
my baby now. She's here.
Hi, baby.
And all she wants to do is eat from my boob all day. So huge. All I can do is sit on the couch and talking. I can't write. I can't type, but I can talk. So oh my God.
So this podcast is about to, didn't we say like the baby could actually supercharge the pod? Like this could be the thing that takes us to the next level.
Yes. And I think it will. It has to.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Okay. Every single day, Daphne, just eat all day. We got lots to talk about.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.